Desert Island Discs.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm happy to welcome ashore on our desert island this week a very famous singer. A great artist of the opera house and the concert hall, here is Lotte Lehmann. Well, Madame Lehmann, you've spent most of your life travelling the world. Have you ever been on a desert island?
No. Up till now, I have stuck very carefully to civilization.
How would you take to solitude? Are you a fairly self-sufficient person?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't say that it would be the preference of my life to be on a desert island. But if I would be there, I know that I could make my life quite comfortable.
Do you listen much to the gramophone, ordinarily?
You want me to be terribly honest, you said.
Of course, yes, please.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, you're going to have an opportunity now, because on this island you'll have 8 records. How did you set about choosing this 8?
I took 8 records on my trip around the world, I suppose. From really purely sentimental reasons. Every record brings to me a memory.
Yes.
And that I took these records. You have to explain to me, first of all, how you think it was possible to get these records to that desert island. I mean, the ship was wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
Now I took these records with me, as somebody takes, when a fire breaks out, takes the next thing which is near to him.
Yes.
But did I swim to that island, or was I in a boat, or what did I do?
Oh, you don't have a boat. No, you swam to the island.
But the records, what happened to the records? Swimming through in the water.
Well, that's why we choose 8. It's a nice, comfortable number to swim with. <you see. laughs> Now, what's the first one you've chosen?
The first one is Prelude, Meistersinger, Wagner.
Yes.
I have sung Meistersinger with Toscanini and in Salzburg. And I will always remember, especially the first performance, which has been so out of this world, and how happy I was to be able to sing Eva with him. And this is the reason that I want to take that record along.
Toscanini conducting the NBC Symphony Orchestra in the prelude to Die Meistersinger. Madame Lehmann, many people have said that Toscanini was rather a frightening person to work with. Did you find him so?
Oh, yes, I should think so. I don't think there is one singer living who was not frightened of Toscanini. And if the singers say they are not, then they don't say the truth. I was always, till the last time I sang with him, always frightened to death. Mm. It is not that, what shall I say, it was a kind of magic of his personality, in that we knew he wanted so very much perfection. And if one did something wrong, musically wrong, or something which displeased him, we were so desperate to please him.
Yeah.
Therefore, everybody wanted to give one's best, and that made us so very frightened.
Mm, I can see. What's your second choice going to be?
O Mitternacht by Mahler, sung by Catherine Ferrier and conducted by Bruno Walter.
Why do you choose this?
Oh, I love this record very, very much. I love the art of Catherine Ferrier, and Bruno Walter has been to me always one of the very great. He was my guide, my musical guide through so many years, that I wouldn't dream of having chosen some records to take with me to this island and leaving him out. Since this is a very long record, please, could I hear now the ending of it, which is so incredibly impressive?
The latter part of Mahler's Mitternacht, sung by Kathleen Ferrier, with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Bruno Walter. Madame Lehmann, may we go back to your early days? Where were you born?
In Perleberg, a very small town in Germany.
Was there a lot of music in your life as a child?
Yes, folk music. Not anything classic, but we always sang at home, the whole family.
Yes. Was singing your very earliest ambition?
Not an ambition, but I have sung since childhood and was always told I should be one day a singer.
Mm-hmm. And how did it come about?
Later on, when we moved to Berlin, a woman in the same house heard me singing, and she arranged an audition at the music academy, and I got a scholarship there.
And where did you make your debut?
In Hamburg. And it was 1910. You see, next year I will have been 50 years serving music. Don't you think that's enough?
It's very hard to believe. What was your very first role?
Oh, very small one. The second genius in magic flute.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me quite a while to come to bigger roles, which I think was very good for my development.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got you launched on your professional career. Let's break off there and have your third record.
My third record is Freundliche Vision by Strauss, sung by Elisabeth Schumann. She has been a very beloved friend of mine, and I have admired her as an artist tremendously, and I wouldn't dream to go to any desert island without having her voice with me.
The voice of Elisabeth Schumann. Madame Lehmann, you sang your first opera season at Hamburg. What was the next step?
The Vienna Opera. I went there in 1916, and my first performance was Eva in Meistersinger, I remember.
Yes. When did you first come to London?
I think it was 1924. I'm not very good in dates. No, I came first to London 1913, and I replaced Claire Dux in Rosenkavalier, who had cancelled the performances, and I sang twice the role of Sophie with Sir Thomas Beecham.
Mm-hmm. That was before you went to Vienna?
Yes.
Looking back on your early years, was there any one role or one performance which opened up big opportunities?
Yes, Lohengrin. I replaced a sick colleague in Hamburg in the role as Elsa, and that was really the first time that I had a very big success.
Mm-hmm.
Otto Klemperer conducted the opera.
Which have been your favorite roles?
Oh, always a new one.
That's a nice answer.
I don't like to stick very much to one thing. My favorite roles, perhaps, have been the Marschallin and Sieglinde in Walküre, and Elisabeth in Tannhäuser.
Mm-hmm. You devoted much of your career, of course, to lieder singing. Which work did you find the more satisfying, opera or the concert hall?
Oh, in the time I was an opera singer, there didn't exist anything else for me than opera. But when I stopped singing opera and I started to sing lieder, a new world really opened for me, and I was very happy in this world.
The best of both worlds.
Yes.
Well, let's have record number four.
Record number four would be a Fischer-Dieskau record. Sterb ich so hüllt in Blumen meine Glieder by Wolf. When I die, give me a shroud of flowers.
A song by Hugo Wolf, forgive me if I don't attempt the title in German, sung by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. Madame Lehmann, you gave your farewell concert in New York in 1951. It was your intention then to retire completely from
music. Oh, yes, absolutely. I thought I have done enough for music and close this book and become a lady of leisure.
So you went to live in Santa Barbara?
In Santa Barbara. I have lived there before with my friend Miss Holden, but since the death of my husband. But I really settled down there in 1951.
Yes, but you found you couldn't give up music after all.
Oh, after 14 days, I was very restless. And then I started to teach at the Music Academy of the West, where I am yet teaching.
Mm-hmm. And you've given two seasons of your master classes in London.
Yes, and I was very happy. It was to me a great experience last time when I came after 18 years of absence to London. I was so frightened that one has forgotten me, but quite overwhelmed that this was not the case.
What do you think generally of the young singers who come to your notice? Is the standard high?
Oh, yes. They are beautiful voices and very lovely talents.
Which is the most common basic failing in technique or interpretation or acting?
Oh, I think in interpretation, because so many young singers think if they know a song very well and if it's technically right, that then this is the finish. But to me, it's only the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Are there enough opportunities for young singers?
No. That's the $64,000 question. I don't know how it is in England, but in America, it's really catastrophic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we'd better have another record. Incidentally, do you believe in gramophone records as an aid to teaching?
No, I don't. I don't. I think this makes the young singers imitate, and imitation is always, to me, very unartistic.
Mm-hmm. Well, number five.
Number 5 will be Serenade Florentine by Duparc, sung by Gérard Zouzet.
Why do you choose this?
Because I think that is a singer of great charm. And I like him personally. I like him as an artist.
Gérard Zouzet singing Duparc's Serenade Florentine. And now we come to record number 6.
I would choose the beginning of the slow movement of the 5th symphony by Beethoven, conducted by Franz Schalk. There I have a great sentimental reason. Franz Schalk has been the director of the Vienna State Opera, and he has really guided my first steps to an international artist. He was like a father to me, and my gratitude and my admiration for him is unending.
Franz Schalk conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra in the beginning of the slow movement of Beethoven's 5th Symphony. Well, here's another $64,000 question for you, Madame Lehmann. What kind of castaway would you be on this island? How would you be able to look after yourself?
Yes, that is something which I cannot quite figure out. But you see, I think if the necessity is there, then one will find the way to live there. I don't know, are there savages on that island?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no. Now, that's good. Then I have no reason to be frightened that I will be murdered and perhaps turned into a nice soup for those savages. Now, I would build a hut. I remember the huts of the people in Samoa, for instance, which were very primitively built with leaves of palm trees. So I think I could do that, and I only hope there will not be storms so that my whole wonderful house falls on my nose.
If there are a lot of storms, you get a lot of practice at building huts.
Yeah. Well, and eating, for instance. Since I am not willing to kill any animals, I will turn into a vegetarian. But what kind of a desert island do you think it is? It's only sand, or will there be some trees?
Oh, there'll be some trees.
Trees, yes. And then I have some roots to eat. I will take off weight beautifully there. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter then there if I'm fat or slender.
Let's have record number 7.
Certainly, I am not a person who lives in the past, but this is a past which I have to take with me, the thought of Vienna. And I would like very much to take with me the record, Wien, Wien, nur du allein.
Your own record?
Yes.
Good. And now we come to your last record. What's that going to be?
I would like very much to take with me the trio of Rosenkavalier.
Ah, yes.
Maria Olszewska as Octavian, Elisabeth Schumann as Sophie, and myself as Marshalin. Do you think it's very bad to have records of one's own voice? Is that very arrogant?
Of course not. And I can't tell you how often this particular and enchanting record has preceded you to this island.
Oh, really? Oh, how marvelous.
That lovely trio from Rosenkavalier is the last of your 8 records, Madame Lehmann. You still have one more choice to make. In fact, 2 more. You'll take a luxury. What would you like?
A luxury. I think I would take my paint box along, because my hobby is painting.
Yes.
I don't know how long these colors would last there. But people have, 10 or 25,000 years before Christ, they have painted already, and they have invented colors, so I don't see why I couldn't. Out of wood or leaves, I will find a way.
Yes. You gave a one-woman show of your paintings in New York, didn't you?
Yes, years ago.
And you also make pottery.
Yeah, no. As every dilettante is ambitious, so I am over-ambitious.
Now, if you could take one book, leaving aside the Bible or Shakespeare, what would it be?
I think I would take Goethe's Faust with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Madame Lotte Lehmann, for letting us hear your choice of Desert Island Disc.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It was a very charming half hour. but I only hope that I will stay some time longer on a good earth instead of being cast off on a desert island. Even with very tempting records, I prefer to be here.